News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Wisconsin's 69th Assembly District will have a new representative. He's Bob Culp from Stratford. Culp is the businessman who ran for the seat left behind by Scott Suter. Ken Slezak was the Democrat that challenged him, and independent Tim Swiggum was also on the ticket. Culp ended up with 67.28% of the total vote, 4,697 votes. Ken Slezak had 24.02% of the vote, 1,677 votes. And Tim Swiggum had 8.7% of the vote, 607 total votes. 22.48% turnout in this special election. There were 31,058 eligible voters in the 69th Assembly District across Clark, Marathon, and Wood counties. A Senate-passed immigration reform bill stalled in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives. President Obama at a Wall Street Journal forum today said he remains optimistic there can be an immigration overhaul.
In my conversations with the Republicans, I actually think the divide is not that wide. So what we just have to do is find a pathway where Republicans in the House in particular feel comfortable enough about process that they can go ahead and meet us.
President Obama saying a piecemeal approach to achieving immigration reform in the Congress is acceptable to him if it's easier than gaining passage of one larger legislative bill. You might be paying a lot more for food real soon, especially if Congress can't reach a deal on the farm bill. Fox News Radio's Chad Pergram has the latest from Capitol Hill.
House Agriculture Committee Chairman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma says the framework for a farm bill must be complete if lawmakers are to actually write a new farm law and get a price tag. That would give them the opportunity to debate and pass the legislation in December. But failing to do that could produce some of the most remarkable food price increases in American history. The sides are way apart. The Senate approved a measure which trimmed $4 billion for food stamp programs. The House wants $40 billion in cuts. And if the sides can't work out a pact on the overall farm measure, old agriculture policies from the 1930s and 1940s kick in. That could perhaps force milk to spike to $8 a gallon, and then wheat prices and other commodities would follow. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer of Maryland said it doesn't look like the behind-the-scenes talks are going well. At the Capitol, Chad Pergram, Fox News Radio.
Law enforcement securing the scene around an Amherst business this afternoon, but they're not saying why. Wisconsin's Department of Criminal Investigation is executing a search warrant at the B-Bar 10 Western store on Highway B at Amherst. They are assisted by WAPAC and Portage County deputies. No one's being allowed onto the property during the search. DCI officials are not commenting on the situation. They have not said why they are there and what they are looking for. One of the suspects in a Wausau road rage case from about a year ago will not get her bond money back. Menominee, Michigan native Jessica Ratliff failed to show up in court last month and again Tuesday. The 27-year-old Ratliff and Nicholas Flanagan were charged with battery and disorderly conduct. This after allegedly running into another person's vehicle on Highway 29 last December 4th. They are accused of attacking a man from Appleton in the Menards parking lot. The victim was able to prevent harm by drawing his licensed concealed handgun. Marathon County Judge Greg Grau issued a bench warrant last month and now has ordered the $200 she posted for bond forfeited. Ratliff's attorney was present in court and said his client is now living in Florida and that she missed last month's jury trial, believing it would be rescheduled. Flanagan about to lose his bond after missing a previous court appearance, but he recently approached the court to quash that warrant and arrange for new trial dates. His trial will be in March of next year. A big drug bust in Forest County. 16 people arrested, 3 more being sought after in connection with this undercover drug investigation. Sheriff John Denny said the confidential informants purchased marijuana, cocaine, and prescription medications from people in and out of Forest County. 9 of the suspects are from Crandon. They are Stephen Poehler, Lori Olds, Kyler Williams, Mackenzie McGeshick, Candace Holmes, Alexander Van Zyl, Ashoni Daniels, Tanya Malone, and Jody Burnett. 2 others from Wabino. They are John Paulus and Sheena White. 5 more arrested in the town of Nashville on November 13th at Indian Settlement Road. They are Dominic Bellamy, Rosemarie Curtis, David Curtis, Timothy Burnett, and Lynn Daniels. 2 people from Bonduelle and 1 from Milwaukee are still being sought. Those already arrested made initial appearances in Forest County Court earlier Tuesday. As expected, Rhinelander's Board of Education fired a high school English teacher Monday night, a teacher in trouble with the law. On a 6-0 vote with one abstention, the board terminated Joshua Juergens' $44,500 annual contract at the Monday meeting. Juergens charged with several felonies for theft and for growing marijuana in his home. He is believed to have stolen over $9,000 worth of computers and equipment from the Rhinelander schools. Police believe he has some computer equipment that belongs to other victims as well. School officials do not believe Juergens was involving any students with his crimes. They have him in the Oneida County Jail. Juergens is unable to post a $1,500 cash bond. Now, the former teacher has a lengthy list of driver's license suspensions and some past drug charges, plus a small claims judgment against him for just over $10,000. Juergens will be back in Oneida County Court Thursday at 11 in the morning for his preliminary hearing on these new charges. A reserve judge from Eau Claire named the new presiding judge in a John Doe probe reportedly connected to campaign funding for the state's recall elections. Former circuit and appellate judge Gregory Peterson confirmed to Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that he replaced retired Kenosha judge Barbara Kluka in this secret investigation. He refused to say anything else. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy. Wind will be southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour, overnight low 29 degrees. Cloudy Wednesday, a 50% chance of light rain, especially in the afternoon. It could be mixed with some snowflakes north of Wausau. High 42, wind south-southeast at 10 to 20. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, a light mix of rain and snow early, a low of 30. Ahead to Thursday, mostly cloudy, small chance of light rain and snow in the daytime. Then snow likely at night with a dusting to 1 inch of accumulation. High on Thursday, 40 degrees. Friday, clouds and light snow tapering to flurries in the afternoon. Another dusting to an inch possible. Friday's high, 31. It'll be windy and very cold over the weekend as the deer season gets underway. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.